USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is postponing his trip to China. This comes after a high-altitude Chinese spy balloon was discovered flying over the U.S. earlier this week and is now being tracked by the U.S. military.
I told Director Wong that the United States remains committed to diplomatic engagement with China and that I plan to visit Beijing when conditions allow.
While the U.S. has described it as a surveillance balloon, China said it was a weather research balloon that had blown off course. A GOP senator is angry. The White House never informed him that the Chinese spy balloon was flying over his state.
We had Montanans calling our office, saying they're seeing the balloon in the sky. And in fact, we had a lot of Montanans that said, is it okay if I take a shot at it? That's when we first heard about this.
Steve Daines of Montana added, it's an embarrassment.
So this has been a tremendous embarrassment for the United States of America. It's one more example of the weakness of the Biden administration on the global stage.
The balloon will likely be in U.S. airspace for a few more days. President Biden, meanwhile, is highlighting new water infrastructure upgrades and lead pipe replacements in Philadelphia.
You know, the issue has to do with basic dignity. Every American deserves to be able to turn on their water tap or faucet and be able to drink clean water.
While speaking at a water treatment plant, Biden announced $160 million in funds will be used to upgrade water facilities and replace 20 miles of lead service lines. An additional $340 million will go toward upgrading the city of Philadelphia's water system. Two people are under arrest for the execution-style murders of six individuals in Central California. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau said one of the men went peacefully and the other engaged in a gun battle with ATF. He was struck but is expected to survive. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The makers of a brand of artificial tears eye drops are recalling the product over potentially serious bacterial infection. Global Pharma Healthcare says their Easy Care eye drops have been linked to bacteria that have caused permanent vision loss, with one death reported due to bloodstream infection. There have been 55 cases of adverse reactions logged in 12 states so far. American businesses did a lot of hiring the first of the year. Lance Pry has the details.
The U.S. labor market's monthly jobs report exponentially grew at the start of the year as American businesses added 517,000 jobs and moved the unemployment number to a 53-year low, 3.4%. January's payroll gains were the largest since July of 2022 and ended five straight months of less than stellar growth. The report came out Friday morning. I'm Lance Pry.
The American Red Cross is now offering new incentives in hopes of getting more people to roll up their sleeves and donate blood. It says anyone who donates in the next few weeks will get a $10 Amazon gift card. They'll also be entered to win a trip for two to Florida, including round-trip airfare, a three-night stay in a hotel, and a $750 gift card for expenses. To schedule an appointment to donate, go to redcrossblood.org. The Powerball jackpot keeps growing. It's now reached $700 million ahead of tomorrow night's drawing. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.